What's up, everybody? It is the Love and Hip Hop Reunion Part 2. We're about to get into it because it's so much ratchetness. I don't know how we're going to get it all in, but let's do it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You ain't the queen, I'll show you. Not like on your ass and belly. I prove you lost and ready. They told you your whole career I'd come home and kill you, right?
Ooh.
I told you I wasn't talking about Ooh. Your dumb ass and your stupid. You literally got a dumb ass. And we all know that you dumb ass. You get donkey at
the
Panama.
It's okay. Fire.
Fire.
Funk Master Flex Night. Elizabeth, I'm coming, Elizabeth.
If you're scared, go home and snuggle.
Oh my gosh. If y'all haven't heard this record yet, you need it in your life. Because Remy Ma, a.k.a. the shining star of Love and Hip Hop, just bodied Nicki Minaj.
Bodied.
Like in a bag. Body bag.
She chopped you up.
It's, it's so much fire in that song. Man, it's crazy.
Together.
Y'all, what it do, man?
Man, if I would have been in the studio, I'd be like, oh!
Oh, you can imagine there were so many people like, oh, just like at one.
You know that meme with that dude that's like,
yeah. Right. Oh, man. No, that song is dope. What up, everybody? It's your boy, Liv Gonzalez here.
Hey.
On the mid-psych. You know, like, let me stop. You can find me on social media at The Poet Saint all day, every day. I got my goons with me.
Goons.
You know what it is. You know
what
it is.
You already know. We can shoot a fair one right now. You already know.
Well,
that'd be amazing.
Trinae's like hot in the building, a.k.a. Trizzy.
What's up, you guys? The girl, Trinae. You know, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl, Trinae. We playing games in the studio. Oh,
we ain't playing games in the studio.
Love and hip hop.
Yeah.
What up, Khalilla Boo Boo?
Did you hear the soulful sounds of Trinae? Come on, son. You already know who it is. It's your man. It's your man right here, Khalil Boo Boo. Ready all day, every day. Follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, at Khalil Boo Boo. What's up?
This song is bringing out another side.
That's right.
I feel that DMX coming.
They ain't ready. They ain't ready.
The old school.
Ready, Freddy Bugatti.
Like the 99 DMX.
But,
like,
okay, before we get into the show, can we take a minute to say how the last 2 days were great for hip hop? We had this track, and we had the Swiss Beats going live battling Just Blaze. I don't know if y'all heard about that. But
wait. No, I didn't.
Yeah,
please enlighten us,
he
sir.
He went live, I want to say, on Instagram, either Instagram or Facebook, one of them. But anyway, it was him and Just Blaze, and they were battling each other. DJ battling each other, and then he played this unreleased track with, what's her face? Jay-Z, DMX, and the third person is escaping me right now. But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that happened in the last 2 days.
I've seen, like, producer battles. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what it would be classified under, because I know they're both producers. But, yeah, I've seen those, and they're pretty dope, because they're literally just playing their own beats and battling other people, like, playing their beats in the crowd. It's, like, live audience. And, like, oh.
Yeah, it was dope.
Before we, like, got here, a week before this, I was, you know, thinking about the song we was going to open up to, and I was, like, thinking about, you know, the Rough Riders and how great they were.
Yeah.
All my people out there that are watching, you know that song, Jigga.
Better get it right. Better get it right.
Yo, take me back. Mr. Josh, a.k.a. New York. If you can bring up the live chat, because I'm sure there's some people that want to talk
to
us.
For sure, we're trying to get it up here.
Yeah.
It's not going for me.
Right. Also, if you do want to call and chat with us, we tried this last week, and I don't know what happened. Everybody,
y'all was being fake.
Cricket Wireless
y'all
or something
was being
wasn't
fake.
Getting through.
Son, y'all acting like y'all ain't got phone lines at the crib. What's
up? If you want to holler at your boy.
Holler at me.
holla at your girl, all of that. We will take calls.
Join in on the conversation, guys.
Just don't say nothing mean.
Being real.
Right.
They can say whatever they want to say. It's a free country. It's a free speech. You feel me?
Mother freaking country.
You know, say what you got to say to us because we like you. Yeah. We love you regardless. And we F's with you.
That's
you. So. You.
Okay, we got to get to this show because y'all is just being way too extra. All right, so... let's do it, because we do have, I mean, they actually packed a lot in this particular one.
They did.
This was a lot more drama than last week's part one. I don't know if that was purpose, but, you know,
they probably scared of people turning away from the whole Yandy thing, because that was a big story plot through this whole
situation.
So
sure. They
if
did
you
leave
put
a lot.
All in part one.
Right. Then it's like, okay.
Even though I personally didn't.
We get into this.
So first of all, let's start about this battle royale. It was like a Royal Rumble. It was literally like it brought me back to like WWF when they had the Royal Rumbles.
What did you call it, Jerry Springer?
I called it Def Jam Vendetta. To all my video gamers out there,
I remember that,
used that to,
game.
Like,
we would talk about that.
Out, you know, that game.
Method Man.
They'd be like,
right. I remember that game.
Yo, that was crazy, and they had two women come out of the audience snatching wigs.
Throwing clutch purses.
Yes.
Did you see that? Did you see the purse getting thrown?
Yo. Clutches ain't cheap, from what I heard.
Right.
That was crazy.
That was bananas. They actually had to lock the show down when the two women came out of the audience. And this is the thing that gets me, because, you know, we talk about Yandy and how basically, you know, Samantha and Erica, who's been her arch nemesis this whole season with the whole baby mama drama type situation, they've always been saying, yo, you're a liar. You know, when it comes to the kids, when it comes to the Mandizis, when it comes to her being married, all this kind of stuff. And, man, kudos out to the producers, Mo Scott Young, whatever. But Yandy could not escape tonight.
Okay.
She was busted out, like, multiple times.
My question is, you know how, like, in L.A. where we have, where people could, audience members can come and watch the show?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm wondering if that's the same way in New York, like, with this situation. Because the fact of the matter is, did, you know, the viewers out there that tune into the show, did some of you guys get to go to the reunion? If so, I would love to know, you know, how that went.
How,
like,
that
if you
was.
Actually got to go
live,
to
the live.
Live, like, I would have loved to sit there and see all this happen.
For sure.
And then the crazy part that I want to talk about was just the whole production and how they had that whole break.
You're talking about when the Dollars was there and then they weren't
no,
there?
No,
and
no,
then they
like,
reappeared,
after the whole, like, battle.
Oh, after that, and then they had to, like, move everybody.
Yeah.
Got it.
That was crazy, too.
That was crazy. Before that happened, though, this is one of the lies. Of course, the two women, and the whole thing was like, who are those two women, you know?
Yeah.
And they're trying to find out, like, do you know them? And Samantha clearly asked.
Did Keisha just...
Right. And that was what was funny, because she was in the middle of a lie, because she basically, when they show back the battle, because she was like, I don't know who those women are. And they're like, well, let's look at the tape. And then it shows, like, did Keisha just... And then Juju's like, who was that? And she's like, I don't know. It was like in the same sentence. It was in the same sentence.
Never seen before in my life.
She had some reinforcements in the audience.
Yo,
must be a fan.
Yo, son. That was crazy.
Fan of a fan?
Juju, who was that? Like, you know who that was. That's Keisha.
But Yandy does this. She did this with last year at the Gwinning Fest with the BBOD.
Right.
And Rashida was there, and Remy was there. And Yandy had invited a homegirl that she didn't know,
like, right.
had beef with Rashida.
Right.
The girl threw the bottle at Rashida, and Yanni's like, I didn't even, like,
I didn't know.
I wasn't even there. I wasn't there. I don't know.
I didn't know.
Let me tell you something. If I ever get put on the stand for anything, I am not calling Yandy to testify. Not.
She'll get you in trouble.
I'm good.
Yeah, so we see that happen, and then there's right after that, they pull her card again because they asked about the whole Kimbella situation. This is when Kimbella came to the party. I believe it was at a Seams party and came to the party. Or no, it might have been because I think Samantha was the one that really got upset. So I think it might have been Lil Mendes' party. Either one, it was one of the kids' party.
Mm-hmm.
And Kimbella came And basically, you know, we remember that scene where, you know, production wasn't trying to let her in. She was like, these are my nephews in there. And, and they was fighting. And then, of course, then they get all mad. And Samantha's like, what you gonna do? And then, of course, yeah, it gets crazy. And the whole point was like, how are you coming to a party? You ain't got no gift. You're in sweats and sneakers.
And a wig.
Right. And it's like, what's going on? And so the whole point was that, you know, that Yandy sent Kimbella, because Yandy wasn't even there. And Yandy came and I was like, no, I didn't know she was going. We got some audio. we have a little bit of audio. And it was funny because when they show, like, they start showing the audio, Yandy's face is like, oh, man, I got caught. Did you see that?
And the lie detector has determined that was a lie. Like, I wanted more.
If they had a lie detector, that thing would be like, ding, 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 ding. Like, that thing would have a whole sheet or whatever.
I don't know why they just don't have that in the first place.
I don't know.
Like, that would be dope.
If they had a lie detector
It would be all. She wouldn't take that. She wouldn't take that.
She would not come up with every excuse.
Exactly.
And did, she's a fan of misdirection. Did you notice that every time that it was like, so Yandy, what about this? Bird, what's wrong with you?
For real.
We have a caller.
What we got a call.
We have a caller, ladies and gentlemen. Who's on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
What's good? Hello?
You're live. Who is this? Hello?
This Dreezy.
Dreezy?
Dreezy, what's Dreezy. Going on, man? Appreciate what's going you joining on? Us.
Yeah, man. What you got to say about this episode?
I just felt like Cardi B done this cuff on, like, jumping people. Like, I don't like that.
You said who was jumping people?
Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Yeah.
Cardi B was jumping people.
You think she was paid extra to do that?
Yeah, I think she just played victim. Like, I mean, she tried to play the victim, but she ended up being, like, the antagonist.
Towards the end. Gotcha.
She trying to put the apology in.
And she put the apology in at the end, yeah.
Did you think that was sincere? The apology at the end?
Hell no.
You think she was just saving face?
Yeah, she was just saving face.
Okay. Well, we appreciate your opinion, sir. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for tuning in. Appreciate it, man. That's Dreezy, everybody.
Shout out to Dreezy.
Shout out to you, Dreezy. We appreciate you, brother.
And you know what? You guys keep calling in, because tonight's going to be fun. We got more stuff
for sure. Dreezy, that sound like Dreezy was a little muffled, though. Like, I don't know if he had a mouth guard. Like,
well,
it's probably late.
No, okay. New York, you know what I'm saying? Oh, okay.
It's a little late. I ain't mad at
you. You know, where's my London callers? Call us now.
For real. No, please shout out to Dreezy. So, we see, basically, that she's getting caught in these lies. Also, you asked about her being married. And
another misdirection.
According to Bossip.com, they recently got the marriage legalized.
They did.
Yes, they just got the marriage legalized most recently.
It cost less than $100 to get married.
You did look that up.
I Googled it, bro.
You did look that up.
Less than $100.
Yeah. You know, she said that he's been wanting to do this for a long time, you know, after talking about it and after him just saying we might as well get it done and over with, they finally got it legalized. So ladies, get off of her head, you know?
Now.
I honestly. So this is what I had thought. Out of the three women, Yandy is the type to write a love letter. Erica is the type to pay Mendici's bills, and Samantha would slash your tires.
That's what you got.
That's out of the three women, these are just like what I would... Okay.
What you would imagine.
What I would imagine.
Well, first of all, Samantha's no joke. I feel like she, by any means necessary, she will get you. I feel like Erica isn't as, like, if you need her, like, she's a good backup. Like, if you need, like, some you know, reinforcement. But I feel like Samantha's, like, she doesn't care. She's
Samantha's
super soldier. You see her mom. Like, she's not
the mom is like, playing. I gotta make sure my daughter's okay.
I gotta make sure she's okay.
Samantha's the one you want on the front line.
Oh, my God. Did you see when they had her? Like, she was like, she was, like, ready.
But son. I do want to give a shout-out to the producers or whoever was responsible for that package that we saw with the little kids. That was great. Because we went this whole season and we saw 10 seconds of these kids.
No.
And now finally, we finally get to see these kids that we've been talking about this whole time. We get to see their relationship a little bit. So that was good. I'm glad that they threw that
incorporated little. Incorporated
that narrative. Yeah, I'm glad they did that.
They need to leave the kids out of it. It's just too much. Like, I hate when, like, adults can never just leave the kids out of it and can't settle it amongst one another. Like, these are innocent children. Mm-hmm. They have nothing to do with you sticking your penis in someone else while she was working, because and you know, you couldn't be patient for her. These kids have nothing to do with it. Leave them out of it and just let bygones be bygones. Go to the park, meet up. You, if you don't want to talk to her, you sit at the bench over there. You sit at the bench over there. The kids, just have them play in the park. They're old enough to walk. They're old enough to dance, as we can see in the package. They don't need... The thing that these ladies are not, like, you know, understand is they don't have to be best friends. They don't have to hold hands. They could have the children in the same vicinity and be right there, and right there in different corners. Nobody said they had to be best friends.
That's true. And I think this whole situation, I feel like... A lot of the drama that's happening between the ladies is because the missing link is missing. Mendices.
Mendices is not there.
Mendices is the father. And I think if he was present and accounted for, I do not think... I'm not saying things would be perfect, but I do think it would be a lot easier, because then the connector of all these kids would be there.
Could check these women and be like, so, you out of line, you out of line.
So if Mendices wanted to see his son with Samantha, and they had time together, Yandy don't even have to be there. But see, the thing is, Yandy has to take the kids over. That creates the drama because they obviously all don't like each other. So then there you have it.
Yeah, I mean, Samantha was all like, she wants to be the mom and the dad at the same time.
Right.
Well, if the grandmothers weren't so... I feel like the grandmothers, too, they act hella young,
they
too.
They do.
Because the grandmas could be the ones... they could be the ones just, like, you know, picking up the kids.
Right.
The moms ain't gotta be... There, that's why you got grandparents. Right. So the grandparents,
but they're beefing too.
They're just, this whole family is just hella weird. Right. And what was even more crazier was when Erica was like, he gifted me with an Audi with a red bow the day after you announced your pregnancy.
Girl, bye.
Girl, drop bye.
Smile. That's what she said.
She did say that. No, she did. And that was just, you know, of course, to throw shade, because the whole thing is, you know, she hates that Yandy calls her the slide. And she's like, no, I was in the relationship. And so they're going to keep going back and forth. And Yandy talks about that, I'm the wife and everything. But, you know, now they're, you know, according to Bossip, they made it legal.
She's
finally.
She's like, girl, bye. I woke up in the morning and it was the Audi in my driveway. You feel so? Don't even try me.
Stop
try
it.
Me.
Stop
try
it.
Me.
Stop
I
it.
Want you to try me.
Oh my gosh. No, for real. Let's talk about Bianca and Drewski and Sky. So we dealt with that situation. I love how Bianca says Drewski was easy. Like, I'm like, easy how? Like, what are you talking about? I think that's just a way for her to, like, shuffle, like, the blame off of her.
It's just everybody trying not to look stupid.
Right.
It's like, I did something stupid. It's on TV. What can I say and do to act like I don't care, this didn't bother me, and I won't look dumb?
This is the thing. I think who does look a little crazy or stupid, or however you want to call it, is Sky. I feel like out of this whole, you know, threesome situation, you know, because she's like, oh yeah, you know, he did that and he did, you know, and Bianca, of course,
him.
Is right. And I forgave him for all of that. And I'm like, okay, I'm not mad at you forgiving, but the whole situation is he's been known to do these things. And I love how Remy asked that question, and who was like, oh no, which way was like, it's not like somebody's mama.
Oh, that was me.
Yes.
if Sky was there, would you set the laptop on her ass?
Yeah. And he's like, nah.
Anything she did sound like somebody's
you
mother.
What exactly. Do when you're girl isn't in the room is inappropriate. Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, I mean, and it's funny how Cardi is asking if Bianca was cheating, you know, because of the whole situation. And Cardi, this is my quote, says, doesn't say in the Bible you can't have sex with a boyfriend, when she didn't use another term. But, you know, it's not adultery. So basically, it's okay.
So we good.
This is not, it's not a sin.
God said he ain't have a problem with it. Sin. You shouldn't either. Okay?
Right.
Bianca B was like, nobody wanted your man. Okay, girl. Right. And she's like, I said we could have met at a restaurant, but you didn't. You said pull up. And in ratchet terms, pull up means come through, which means come and get it. Like Selena Gomez said.
Right.
If you want it, then come get it.
And as she was dressed that time,
pull up on you.
In the bra and panties, she was.
Pull up on you. Right. At 12 a.m.
Go somewhere. I'm going to go pull on you.
I'm about to pull up on you.
And then, of course, Bianca, in her frustration, she gets mad and pulls a Stevie J and just starts throwing ones at Scott.
Shout out to Juelz for picking up some of those ones. Right, I would have did the same thing.
Right. He's like, I'm keeping this.
I would have been. He only got one. I would have been up there like, hold up, because I did want to get some peanut M&Ms at the 7-Eleven before I got home.
Oh, man.
I ain't got no cash on me, no way.
Right.
Appreciate you.
This is how you feed the birds.
No, but real talk, viewers, we all know that text, pull up means come and get it.
Of course.
Stop lying.
Okay, we ain't in the gym.
ain't no babies around wearing pull-ups.
Right.
We know what pull-up means.
Or, I mean, if you were your homie, you'd be like, oh, pull-up. Pull-up means all different types of stuff.
Well,
like,
if you're talking to a girl,
terms, it means,
you know,
come and get these jobs.
Come and get these
pull-ups.
Oh, man.
Get these pull-ups off me.
Yo, okay,
I pull it up, you pull it down.
So I thought, you know, I always thought that our man, who's our man that we always, man, now it's escaping me, Creep Squad.
Cisco.
I always thought he'd be the corniest one ever, right, in the show. No. Nope.
Cornball.
Drewski. Starts playing it because, you know, of course, you know, she's like, we have a video of your new song. Right?
And he's got permission from the dad.
Yo, son,
make it official.
The dad? Is this real? I want you to
not
know.
Will you marry me? Can I make it official with your daughter, sir?
You know I'm already cool about it. You bought her a Porsche. You bought me a Porsche, too. It's all good with me.
You know how you on Twitter and you get that little blue check official?
Official, yeah.
Can I get the blue check with your daughter? What's up with that?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, the video was so corny. The song sounded terrible. And then, like, the part when he's Skyping the dad... And you know it's coming, like, it's super predictable. And then her response is even, like, even worse because he's like, yeah, girl. And he doesn't even say, will you marry me? He's like, yeah.
So, can we make it official?
And she's like, what is this?
Right. But you know when she saw her dad, she was like, oh,
right,
like,
of course.
He hit the emotional spot in her body.
He Skyped the dad.
Maybe the dad, you know, maybe... That isn't
I'm not mad at
life.
The Skype.
Maybe not.
I'm really not mad at the Skype. I'm mad at the make it official. That's
make
what I'm mad
it
at.
Official.
Yeah. It's all bad.
Official is for Twitter and Instagram handles. Official Kevin Hart.
Right.
Official D Wade. Not somebody trying to get married, bro. Come on.
I'm going to do that.
Come
on. I propose to my girl.
Even Jim Jones was like, you going to marry a nigga? Come on. Like, come on, bro.
Even he put that.
Come on.
You know,
because making an official could be like boyfriend, girlfriend.
We on Facebook. We Facebook official.
Super official.
I'm going to accept it. So when people go to my page, they're going to see in a relationship with Sky.
Her heartstrings are pulled when he had the video. You know, they was feeding each other.
I feel like she wasn't even moved by that because... The host had to basically be like, do you say yes? Like, she had to get it out of her because she was
like,
just
bitch,
like...
bitch, we taping. Yeah, exactly. You wasting film.
Do you want to say yes?
Say
and then
yes
even
or
when
no.
She said yes, she's like, oh, yeah. But, oh, my gosh, this is so crazy. Like, and people couldn't even clap because she was still, like, on one. Like, it was almost like, you did this today? Like...
But my question is, did she know that he was going to do that? Because on the episode before the reunion, he went into the pawn shop and got the ring.
Oh, my God.
So did she, like... She had to know.
She had to
that
see
this,
that. Right.
She had to see unless she
didn't watch any
of the season. So they played that off very well. Like, act surprised.
Right.
We're already officially engaged.
Just,
but she couldn't play it off well, obviously.
Yeah, she. Well, and maybe that's it. Maybe she knew it was happening and couldn't play it off or whatever. It was just really just like whatever.
At the end of the day, the only thing that matters is that you happy, mm-hmm. you safe. Hopefully it works out for you. So congrats. Wish y'all the best. I'm gonna pray for y'all tonight. Talk to my Lord and tell him just be with us.
God, right.
Let us walk the path that you have set forth.
Yeah, I just feel like that's not gonna work. I mean, just from what we've seen in their relationship. I mean, this is the same dude that taped her going through his, you know, like It's just ridiculous. And said those names about, what did he say about being passed around? And mm-hmm. But then this is
like
the dude,
a hot potato.
Yeah. And this is the dude you're going to marry? Like, and I feel like.
I mean, we all say things. I feel you. I'm not trying to take up for him, but I'm just saying.
When you in the heat of the moment, you say something like
I
that.
But I'm saying. Whatever.
No, I'm not saying for you. I'm saying that in general, you know, when you from New York and, you know, feelings get really high and escalated.
Because, you know, New York bitches go hard.
You've seen those memes, like, where in New York.
Dead ass, B.
Yes.
Dead
yes,
ass.
Yes.
New York viewers, what kind of memes do you see about LA people?
Man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Nina Parker was really like, yes. Oh, okay, good. Can we just move on? Because this is like, yeah.
Wasting time.
All right. So we got Self, we got Mariah Lynn, and we got Major Galore. I love how Cardi is inserting herself in this situation, puts him on blast by saying that she hooked them up and says that they also smash. Now, Major Galore, we find out that Self found her in a strip club. Hence, she was stripping, right? And so...
So, you make music? That's crazy.
That's crazy. Let me hear you sing.
What kind of music you be making? Oh, yeah? Let me hear you sing something. Damn, you sound good.
This is so terrible. Man, this is so terrible.
You should really think about singing professionally.
This is terrible.
You know, I can probably help you sing.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you hit a high note?
Yeah.
I'm sure you can.
This dude over here. So, basically, Cardi's upset because, obviously, they have beef because they were friends. We find that out when they kind of interviewing Cardi backstage. But they were friends, and somewhere along the line, they had a falling out, and that's why they're at odds. She's saying they smashed, and, of course, Self and Major Galore are denying it. What do you guys think? Do you think they smashed?
There may have been an interaction. I don't know if they smashed.
May have been a little head game going on backstage.
Something like that.
May have been a little interaction, but I don't know if they... I don't know. When both people...
deny?
Yeah, then I'm like... Maybe y'all didn't smash or
something going on.
So maybe like Cardi B or whatever, she just pulls these certain accusations out of her hat. Maybe. You know how like people know. Just like
she
say
seems
things,
like so honest to me though.
Who Major
Galore? I will agree with my man that called us in. She was kind of like over the top, but she seemed
Cardi.
Honest to me. Yeah, Cardi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to it. Whether they actually smashed or not, I feel like because Cardi does have the relationship with her and knows her, and like you said, they were cool. Like there's something more than what they're putting on. I think definitely that we could agree to that. All of a sudden. Round two in the fights, Hennessy rushed at Major like.
And I loved how she didn't wait for her to finish the sentence.
No,
she was just like, oh, we going.
She
let's go.
Tackled. Like,
I appreciated that.
Straight full speed
like that?
In that little.
That's how it's supposed to
that
be.
That little
done.
Finger wave wig that she had on.
Right.
Full speed.
No, she had the little Kim know. Crush on you wig.
Oh,
is that what
it
is?
Maybe
it
was a wig. If it was
I don't know. It could have been a wig.
It stayed on very nicely. Because
some wigs was getting sketchy. It wasn't going nowhere.
But I thought I was like, but it looked like a roar, like a flapper. She was
Major
like,
Galore
yeah.
had the clippings in because we seen.
She did. Yes,
we seen the pile of
hair,
Yaki or Brazilian on the
something
floor.
That's always so embarrassing when it's like just a track laying on the floor.
Couldn't keep it intact.
It's just a bundle.
The bobby pins or the glue just couldn't keep it intact.
So she rushes, and I'm sure she's. Kind of, again, tangled in that hole because Cardi's upset. That's her sister. Cardi rushes after. And then, you know, the whole fight again. So, like I said, round two. We find out that Self and Cisco have made up.
But, no, what was the point? So, the point of this was we find out backstage. She's like, while my sister was dancing, she was talking about her. So, she pressed her.
Oh, you're talking about, yes.
The whole reason why this whole altercation had happened on stage is because... While Cardi B was
dancing,
Major Galore was talking about
her. She's defending her sister's honor.
Okay.
There it is. But that was what it was. And of course, she's proud. Cardi B's proud of her sister for backing her up and doing that, what she does. I'm going to say this again. Hennessy staying on the show when Cardi leaves?
No.
You don't think the Brum Rush kept her on? Okay.
No, she's good.
She's good. Okay. So Self and Cisco made up. They're going to work together with Gwynn. Self is going to be, or Cisco is going to be the executive producer of somebody on nobody on the label.
Of Gwinnin.
Oh, Gwinnin.
Gwinnin.
Oh, okay. Gwinnin. Okay.
Gwinnin.
Dope.
Yeah.
Gwinnin. Okay. So there that is. Creep Squad, or half of the Creep Squad, back together. Let's talk about Kimbella and LaRon.
Bruh, she freaking brought up
Shout out to Juelz for not looking dumb this whole season.
Right.
Shout out to
He was unscathed.
He was unscathed.
The whole season.
Whole season.
He
Good
did
job,
not look
sir.
Compromised. Even when he was caught, well, he wasn't caught. It was not going on in the studio, but he still kind of was like, what are you doing? You know, he's still in school.
I think that he's just retired. He retired from all that BS.
Yeah.
You know, after you have so many girls in 2000s, and those girls, those girls are on a different level. Those 2000 girls are on a different level.
I remember the videos.
Girls are on a different level.
Yeah, those girls back in the drop down and get your eagle on
Yeah. They were different.
And I don't
think it was... BET Uncut?
Yeah.
I think it was a lot more realness
different
back then, too.
Stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think shots and silicone were... I mean, they were still around, but...
Right. Not like it is now.
Yeah.
So he's just... He's already good... But I mean, I think too, I mean, with their relationship, because Kimbella's way turned up, like all the time.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that also plays well with their relationship because he's calm.
Keeps him busy.
You know, exactly.
Keeps him busy, literally. One has to balance one out in a relationship.
Basically.
The crazy ones.
No, they do. They do.
The quiet ones, so.
They have had their trust issues. They kind of mention it again, but it seems like they're good. Yandy and Kim talk about being sisters. Okay. Kimbella says, or not Kimbella, who was it that said that she's bisexual?
That was Mariah
Lynn. Thank you.
Because so Nina Parker's, she was good on this one. Because she was asking all
she
the,
was asking her questions.
The good questions.
Well, I mean, it was coming up, you know, in what we saw.
Unseen clip.
Exactly.
I wonder if Nina got to choose all the receipts and the scenes. And stuff like that. Like, that would be hella interesting to know because, like, she was pulling up some stuff.
She
like,
was.
We going okay, we're going to figure out what
or
she's
doing. Or the producers was really like.
Play?
Yeah.
Play?
You want to explain that? I mean,
what is this thing?
I'm just asking a question.
I mean, you know, it's you said it, so.
We here for closure.
Right.
We're here for closure.
Is everybody good? Anybody else want to say anything?
So, we're going to choose this team right here.
Right.
Because we gotta get these views, man.
Right. Mariah Lynn says she's bisexual. Cardi B says she has threesomes all the time. So that's like nothing for her.
I believe that.
Yandy does admit being wrong. I was surprised because she doesn't like to be wrong.
Her first time in the
But she, yeah, in the whole season,
episodes.
I feel like. Yeah. She missed being wrong about Juju's book. Juju's book is now in print. So it's not in the peachy folder anymore, Trapper Keeper, or whatever she added in. So it's now full book, but she, you know, Yandy says that it seems so, you know, so similar. So that's why, but, you know, it wasn't me. Even though it was really, really similar, like almost identical, but it I got it. I mean, but it really, I mean, anybody would have thought that, just saying. But yeah, you know, I agree, it's not me. So anyway, she did admit to that, you know, and that was it with that. Peter, Tara, and Amina. We knew we had to get to this. Like, we really didn't touch a lot on them this season.
No,
we saw glimpses of them, and it was mostly at the end. We saw the glimpse when we first saw Tara come on the scene, and Peter had the birthday dinner for her at El Torito, and he, you know, professed his love or whatever, and then talked to her brother and all this kind of stuff. And Tara's like, you know. And then we see Amina for a little bit because she has another child, so that's 10 for guns. And
Shoot
so right.
keep racking up.
Right. So we see what's going on with them. Now it looks like Peter and Tara are just there's nothing going on there. That's what it appears. However, Amina, who lives on another coast, is still connected to Peter, literally, because they're still sleeping with one another.
Still
smash-a-lashing. And so...
You know, when you find a good pool to swim in, it's kind of hard to let it go.
But I do agree, and this came up, I think, from the both of them, that Peter is one to say different things on camera than he does off camera.
Oh, yeah.
I think the 13 kids would... say that in itself.
And basically, what was interesting and probably liberating for some people when they watched it was to, you know, see Amina, you know, own up to the fact that she's having, you know, sex with him. Like, mm-hmm. usually we see guys be like, well, I, you know, if I want it, I'm going to get it. And right. she basically was like, but I mean, I'm the one that wants it. You I know, want she it. Wants mm-hmm. a D. Clearly, you know, Peter has some, you know, golden galore. I don't
golden galore.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Excuse me.
Golden galore.
Excuse me.
That's what it is now. It's golden galore. That's what it is.
You know, really golden. Maybe she just can't find it in L.A. You know, it's hard out here, right? Right in L.A. So she goes to New York and just. I mean, that's the thing. Like, when people, you know, are used to what they're used to, they never want to stop.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. And I love Misha C on our live chat says, I want to see the doctor's credentials that snip Peter. I need proof. Really? Because, yeah. No, I mean, I think I do agree with that. Sometimes I think she, Amina, and we've seen her for several seasons now, I really believe she loves Peter. I think Peter cannot be faithful at all. He goes back and forth, and I can't remember who it was in the audio. It was in the group of the cast, but basically said Peter's like that. He, you know, he'll be with one, and then when it gets kind of hairy there, he's like goes to the other one, and probably is like, oh man, I really want you, yeah. you know. And then that gets hairy, and it's like, man, you know, I really, really wanted you. And I feel like he's going back and forth with these women. Yeah.
Peter's out here though. Yeah. He got him an American, and he got him a German. So we forget that.
Right.
I mean, it's German. Yeah. So you know, he knows he can get him. He could be with a little foreign. Foreign ones.
Well, I think Peter,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Just but, a little bit, you know.
But the thing is, and he knows sprinkle. That. I think he takes advantage of their yeah. feelings.
Joel summed it up perfectly when mm-hmm. he was like, basically what you just said. Mm-hmm. When it ain't working with one, you go right. to the other one.
Yeah, it was Joel that said that. Yeah. LaRon.
And I don't think LaRon. That Amina cares. You know, I don't, she mm-hmm. feel, for her, she feels like they haven't got divorced yet. Mm-hmm. They'll stay married. I honestly think that she's just delusional. I don't
I think I really. I think she has come to grips with what it is.
Yeah.
I think she's come to grips with what it is.
She cares, like, but at the same time.
Sure. This is what it is. I want to still sleep with him. We're still married. He's not making any attempts to divorce me. So we live on different coasts. So when he comes to LA, he's mine. And that's all good. And that's kind of where she is.
Because Peter, he's not even, he doesn't claim any one of them. Mm-mm. He specifically Mm-mm. says, I'm single.
Right. He's said it verbatim.
Which must be really, like, for their self-esteem, that's not cool. Like,
head shot.
To be with you the week before we was, you know, together, and then you saying on national television you're single.
Well, look at what.
Don't call me anymore.
Well, Amina is also an author, as we've noticed. We found out that she's an author, and she actually wrote a book, which I think is interesting. I would like to read this book. But, you know, the question is posed. Nina poses the question to Tara, and it's like, what do you feel about? She's like, there's some things in it. And then she goes on to talk about basically that Peter and Amina, the night before they got married, had an orgy. Or participated in an orgy. and then, well, Peter Guns, it wasn't an orgy to him. But basically, it was multiple people having sex. And then got married in the morning, and then he was at Tara's house at 12 noon. So her thing is like, yo, this is how he rolls. That's when they got married.
Player, player.
Do you see what I'm saying? So I can see how, and I feel like she cares for him because he's the father of her three children now. And so I think anybody is hopeful for their father being in your child's life.
That book might be lit, low key.
I think right. I'm telling you.
After, off that one story it. Alone.
I right. would love to read it.
And then Peter was, and then Tara's probably opening it like, what the? This was, you know, like just mm-hmm. shocked because I think that Peter puts on airs when he's around a certain person. Mm-hmm. When he's around Amina, he can be this butterfly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he can, you know, be this freak. And when he's with Tara, he's this family man. Mm-hmm. So the fact that she's like opening up this book and seeing all these secrets come out, it's probably mm-hmm. really like disturbing and disgusting
course,
for her to read and embarrassing. Like, you told me that you've been telling all these lies and then I read this book mm-hmm. and you're a totally different person. You're right. Like, I don't even know who you are anymore. Like, you're disgusting.
I can't even look at you.
No, I mean, and I think that's definitely where she's at. And I feel like she knows a lot of this stuff. But when you, it's in your face, like when you see it, or it's in a book or whatever, a tell-all, then it's just like, this dude. I don't know. I mean, but I definitely think Tara has had, I think Tara has definitely had enough. I'm never say never, but I can't see her ever having relations with Peter ever again. Just, especially not with the book, especially because, like, everything that's happened. I do like how he gave her that check on the previous episode. That was great.
And then he was like, we don't want the kids to see this. They better lock this show in a time capsule or something, because
that should be the. I mean, that's kind of like a.
You had to put him in school in Nebraska.
Yes.
Ain't no black people out there. Yeah. They don't watch Love and Hip Hop.
There's no.
You'll be fine in Nebraska.
You got you would have, if this was the case, you wouldn't have done the show if you cared about the kids or what have you. Like, come on, man.
And Amina, the reason why I say she's delusional is because when Cardi B was like giving her advice, like when she was like, you know, you're the side chick, or, you know, I know how that is.
Right.
Amina was just kind of like. Like, girl.
Yeah, she was.
I'm not even, like, trying to be... Like, it kind of seems like Amina's like, I'm not even trying to be with Peter. Like, mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get some, like, regular D. That's
kind of regular D. What is that?
Just, you know.
As opposed to...
She don't want to try.
Regular D.
She doesn't want to try
like,
out.
I'm like, what is the alternative?
She doesn't want to try out. She new D, so she wants to go with the D that's
keep that body familiar. Count low.
The familiar D?
Familiar D.
Is that what's going on? She's tired of the familiar D. Or she wants the familiar
D.
She wants the familiar D. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I can understand, because I think there's a lot of people in that situation. There's a lot of people, I mean, really, really, really look at it. I mean, what Peter does is not abnormal.
It's
I
not. Mean, we it, all it have happen, that friend.
It happens a lot.
We all have that friend.
It happens quite often. Of course, his is just playing out on national television.
Nisha was like, of course, and you so, met in an orgy. That was, right. Is that how they met? They met in an orgy?
Did they meet him? I don't know. I don't think they met in an orgy. I think she was just saying that was the night before they got married. Okay. Like, literally, like, we're going to get married tomorrow, but first. Right.
We're going to have a little fun because exactly. It's our bachelorette.
You do not buy a car without test driving it. So, since we're here and this is a racetrack.
And then he tried to deny it. He's like, I didn't know. I mean, there's girls over there. I didn't really know what was. We was in the corner over here.
I wasn't in that corner. I was in this corner. I don't know what they was doing over here. I was in my corner doing my thing.
Right. I think he was just trying to separate himself from, like, I wasn't with no dudes. Right. Like, that's what I think. Because an orgy is, like, everybody's. He's like, no. Don't put me in that category.
No.
There was some girls over there, and we was over here.
And I was in my corner.
Right, exactly.
This is my corner right here. I have my name on it.
Just but look, the bottom line is, it went down the night before the wedding, and he was at Tara's house at 12 noon. That was not, you know, that was supposedly what happened. So... Anyway, I don't know. We'll see what happens in the next season of Love and Hip Hop New York. See where this goes. I think it's going to be a constant trifecta or triangle or whatever you want to call it with these three.
Keep going in circles.
It is.
Like
I think
the song
so.
Says.
I think so. But ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end. That has been the season of Love and Hip Hop New York.
New York.
Season 7.
Hey! New York in here, dead ass beat. We go home. Timberlands all year.
So, yeah, man. This is season 7, Love and Hip Hop New York.
Season 7.
My season favorite seven quote seven tonight seasons. Was...
Favorite quote.
Relationships are runoff blind trust.
Runoff blind trust. Oh, yeah, because that was from Yandy. He got that. Joel said that from Yandy.
Yeah.
My favorite one was Remy saying in relation to her man when they were like, what about if Papoose? And she's like, if you can take him, he's not my man to begin with. And that's very true.
I gave
true.
A couple snaps on that.
Yeah, that was very, 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 very true. Yeah. Because that's the case. You know, did you have one? There was quite a few, actually.
There was quite a few.
Yeah.
No, I don't have...
Yeah.
Hmm. You a duck, quack, quack. I know that was last season, but
that was
it's that strong. It's that strong.
It's pretty strong.
Where she's strong. Like, when Yandy's like, but I secured the bag, and I take care of the bag.
I was ignoring that whole thing. Yeah, that was so annoying. It's
like, what bag?
I couldn't. Oh, we didn't touch on this, but the whole Cisco and Rich Dollaz. They kept going and like, well, let me see you. And da, da, da.
Oh, that's my line right there, son. Shoot a fan one. Let's go. We can shoot a fan one right now.
I mean, it was just like Cisco was really like, and he was just like, what? What are you going to do? Like, that would be
that would be say? Amazing.
That would be amazing.
That's my second line.
Yeah, that would be amazing. Oh, man. Yeah. But I think we're going to see a lot of the same. But yeah, shout out to Cardi B, who said she's not coming back. More power to you. She's doing her Thug Thizzle. I'm not mad. Yeah. So, you know, handle it. I'm going to miss her on the show come the following season. So,
you can find her on Empire. And what's the other one? Being Mary Jane.
There you go. So there you go. Holding it down.
Holding it down.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. We want to thank you, everyone that's in the live chat. Holding it down. We want to thank you for our caller.
Hey, what's up, you guys? You can follow
me. No, I was gonna. I was gonna call.
Name was Drew,
but that was she was trying to save you, and you didn't take it. She was trying to save you, and you didn't take it.
His name is Drizzy. Shout out to Drizzy. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm Lim Gonzalez. You can find me always at the Poet Saint all day, every day.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your girl Trinae.
Khalil with Boo Boo, Twitter and Instagram. Holla at me, baby.
Shout out to Drizzy. Shout out to Live Chat.
He gonna be in New York, ladies.
I'll be in New York.
Better jump on the train while it's running.
I'm in New York. I'm in Brooklyn. Holla at me.
And guess what? We'll be back for Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
ATL,
ho. Oh,
I can't wait.
Going down. ATL, you got us for another season.
ATL,
hey.
ATL,
get it. Until next time. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.